7:46. Our next guest is founder and editor of CatholicMom.com, best-selling author of The Grace of Yes, the handbook for Catholic moms, and a book of saints for Catholic moms, and now has her first series of fiction for the young and young at heart. And my wife has just discovered her in the last couple of weeks, so she's very excited about this. Lisa Hendy. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
I don't know where my wife's been all these years, but
taking care of her family.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. But, she really likes your stuff, and she asked me, I'd say a couple weeks ago, if I've ever heard of you. And I thought, yes, of course I've heard of Lisa. We're tight, right?
So your she, BFFs?
Absolutely.
We're BFFs. I sent her spam mail yesterday, and then she responds. That's exactly what happens.
And that's what you do with your best friends.
Oh, my goodness. That was a headache. Okay, so you have a new children's fiction series, Chime Travelers, which is a really cool name. But tell us about it. Where did it come from?
Yeah, so this is a fun series. This is all about providing great, uplifting reading for our kids and also for grown-ups who read with them. The Chime Travelers idea comes from the chime of the Angelus bells. So this takes place at an old Catholic church, and brother and sister twins, Katie and Patrick, when those bells start ringing, when we pray the noon Angelus, some pretty amazing things happen in these stories, and the kids are transported in time to meet the different saints that we feature in the book. So book one is St. Patrick, and book two is St. Kateri Tekakwitha.
So, but these are stories of fiction, right?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of truth in them. I mean, with the saints' lives.
We can take the book one, for example. Book one is called Secret of the Shamrock, and in that book, Patrick meets his namesake, St. Patrick, and all the research for the part of the story where that time travel happens came from St. Patrick's Confessio, which is his own biography that he left behind, his autobiography. So we tried to really stay true to the true details of the saint's story in the little segments where the time travel happens. Now, obviously, time travel is a made-up thing, but we've been finding amazingly that the kids who've read these are just really, they're just loving the saint stories. They're asking for more, and it's a fun way to teach some basic things about our faith. The first two books deal with the sacraments of reconciliation and Eucharist, and we're telling a great story, but also teaching as well.
When I was young, we're talking to Lisa Hendy. When I was young, it was Ninja Turtles, it was Ghostbusters. Then there was a great craze, which I think is still going on with superheroes. And this is just to me, really teaching our kids about the saints. In fact, a very close priest friend of mine, the first book my son ever got, I think he gave it to me before he was born, was just a book on Pope Benedict the 16th. And I just thought, so I read him the book. It was a children's book on this. And we got more and more saint books, just like kid-friendly saint books. And they're just so much fun to read to your kids, but they are so needed.
Right, because what better superheroes are there than the saints?
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, we know them as our intercessors, but they also live these really amazing lives. And so we're hoping with the series to really draw kids into certain periods in the saints' lives that they can relate to the problems that they have in their own everyday lives and then say, hey, this is what I learned in this story, and this is how I overcome this challenge. And also to help them feel more bonded to the church, which we know is really important right now.
Lisa Hendy joins us, and it's so true. When we go to Mass, one of the things that keeps me sane is pointing out the different statues to my son. The reason why I say it keeps me sane is because otherwise he's running around coloring on pews. So I really try to keep his attention by looking over at St. Joseph and then, looking up at Our Lady and the different saints that are around and, just really seeing that. And he comes alive in those moments. He can talk about them, and he's only 2.5 years old, but talks about Mama Me and he calls her Holy Mary, Mother of God. He says, oh, Holy Mary, Mother of God, right?
Oh.
And so he learns different things, that way. But this is something that's never too young. A lot of times we say we're going to teach the faith to the kids when they're older, or they can learn it, while they're in school, but this is something that ingrains it in their minds, so I can't say that enough. Any other projects you're working on like this?
Well, these are the first two books that came out simultaneously, because when you know young readers, you know that if there's a series, they always want the next one.
So yeah.
Well, and they want the complete set.
Right, and I'm actually in final edits right now on books 3 and 4, which deal with the lives of St. Francis and St. Clair, so we're hoping to keep these coming, fast and furious. We always have great stuff going on at CatholicMom.com, so that's that's in the works, and then another book for moms too. So I'm busy.
And yeah, in your spare time.
I want to say this because going back to really the ground level here of who Lisa Hendy is, The Grace of Yes, you know, this is a very popular book. It's a best-selling book. Talk about that book, because I think that's really your best work.
You know, oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. That book means a great deal to me because it's really for anyone. It's all about, you know, kind of prayerfully discerning God's will for our lives. So giving our best yes to what it is that God has planned for us. And it's why people ask me, well, how do you do so much? And I keep thinking, I'm just trying to give God my yes. And when he gives me these opportunities, you know, God will give me everything that I need to do what is on his to-do list for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes where I get off the path is when I get to Lisa's to-do list instead of God's. But, you know, really that book is all about discerning God's will in our life and then giving a generous yes to him, which means also being really generous to the world around us. We live in a world so greatly in need of love and care and compassion, and we're each called to help in our own simple ways.
Lisa Hendy is our guest. You know, one of the things that really I take for granted, and you might take for granted too, Lisa, and things when we work in the field like this, when we work for our faith on a regular basis, and we're constantly thinking about it, and it kind of meshes a little bit with, you know, our everyday life. It's just what we do for quote unquote work. And I don't like saying it like that, but it's just what we do. We can really take for granted the fact that we're surrounded constantly with our church, with the Lord, with thinking about him. And yet there's so many people that are listening right now are going off to work and they're busy. They have so many different things. God bless them. And, you know, they're running meetings, they're organizing projects, they have presentations that they have to do. And so maybe they feel a little guilty that they don't have as much time to be able to think of the Lord in that kind of capacity. Well, what do you say to people like that are living regular, great jobs, but really want to fit the Lord in a little bit more?
I mean, we really know that work is our prayer. We learned this from so many of the religious orders that, you know, spent their time praying, but working as well, that work can be one of the most beautiful forms of prayer. One thing I have to remind myself, and maybe you guys do too, is something a very wise priest said to me, is that sometimes we get so busy talking about God that we forget to talk with him in prayer. And so that's always a thing for me that I have to remember, that, you know, just doing my work doesn't count as, you know, time in front of the Blessed Sacrament or time in prayer, time with scripture. So I think that's a struggle for all of us, regardless of what our vocation is, whether we're the stay-at-home mom or the busy doctor or lawyer. You know, we all have to really focus on an equal balance of giving our best prayer life in the work that we do, but also finding little corners of time just to sit in silence and to adore and to give praise and thanks for the blessings in our lives.
Having that disciplined prayer life and prayer time each day is very, very important. Lisa, CatholicMom.com. Any other websites we should know about?
Oh, well, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Oh,
sure. Check out their Facebook.
Listen to you.
It's totally awesome.
Hey, would you do us a favor? I think you might have already done this. I heard. Did you tweet us out?
Oh, yeah. I definitely did a few times yesterday and today. I love Twitter. And, you know, I mean, we're all following Pope Francis, but Twitter is a great way to share our faith. So if you're not there yet, follow your bishop and follow Pope Francis and, you know, follow Iowa Catholic Radio, and then that can be your part of your way of sharing in the new evangelization.
I also see here lisahendy.com, HENDEY.com. Lisa, you're always a great guest. Thanks so much for the work you do. God bless you.
Thank you, and keep this project in your prayers.
We will. We definitely will. Again, that's Chime Travelers, just a very, very cute stories that are going to be for kids. I'll have to pick those up for Joseph.